Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Your host, Greg, will have smart discussions with friends, experts, and thought leaders on customer experience, transformation, and leadership. Please follow this podcast on your preferred platform. I am sure you will enjoy the next episode with the guest I selected for you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next episode of the CX Goalkeeper podcast. Today I'm really thrilled because I have Barbara van Duyn together with me. Hi Barbara, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Thank you very much for joining my podcast and discussing about, I think, something really, really relevant, a full story from one customer journey redesign and customer culture. And I think it's something that nowadays we really need, and therefore I'm super thrilled to kick off this discussion together with you. But as usual, first we want to learn a bit more about you. And therefore, Barbara, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes. So yeah, I'm Barbara and I'm calling right now from Houten, the Netherlands. It's close to Utrecht. I used to live in Switzerland for quite some years. And I think it's always good to live abroad because that makes you very attentive on the differences. And that's part of our job, to understand the differences. So I'm a service designer and a trainer, and I'm a founder of Innovation. You write that in with a dash, and then Novation means in movement. And with our team, we work on different challenges, and together also with a lot of freelance professionals, just depending on the issues we're working on. And our main tool, I found out, is customer journeys. Customer journeys, employee journeys, patient journeys, you might know. But that, yeah, most of the time, that's our starting point.
Thank you, Barbara. And also to mention, you are a fellow board member at the CXPA Switzerland. We are organizing events together and we are also having a lot of fun. I want to state also officially, I am super happy to have you in this team because you create structure, you push us, and we can then create amazing experiences also for the participants to our events. But now what we would like to learn is a bit more about you. Which values drive you in life?
Yeah, it's, for me, it's all about caring and daring. So I always say to my customers, you need to care. And caring means, for me, stop. It means slow down. It means watch and listen, you know, because we're all running like manic to get all our things done, but really understand what's happening to your customer and be respectful to what they do and how they do it. And then, but then, the fun part then is to choose your dilemma and choose your creative solution and then run. Just go, create your results and dare actually to go for that. And, you know, even if you suddenly, you know, if you fall down and you're like, oh, this is not the right one, you learn so much. Just go. So caring and daring, that's how I work. And that's my model of life.
That's thank you very much for sharing that. I really like what you are sharing. But now let's really start the game. And if somebody says, I am living next to Utrecht, sorry, I need to share that. I know that I mentioned that 200 times already when we were speaking, but I'm sure it will be a fantastic game because it remembers me, Marco van Basten. He was one of the best players in the past, also playing for AC Milan. And therefore, I'm super keen to kick off this discussion, this fantastic game. Could you please share an example of a customer journey redesign you have led and perhaps highlight challenges, solutions, and outcomes?
Yeah, sure. So it's not going to be about football, but it is going to be about childcare. We picked the one about the children. And that was actually a question of, I think you also have a child, huh? It's a yes. Question of a childcare organization who said, well, listen, we provide services for children from 0 to 12. But what we see is that the children older than 8 years, they leave and they stay at home and their parents agree to that. And why? Because they miss out 4 years. The childcare misses out 4 years of income. And they really didn't understand why, because they, you know, they've taken so much care about their locations and they have a lot of fun stuff to do. And that's where then the customer journey comes in, or the child journey comes in. And I actually brought this little, see over here, this girl is coming to that age. And what happens if the children are getting older? They have to, they need to develop their own identity. So you have to also let go a little bit. And this childcare was really good in making parents feel at ease, saying to parents, no, your children won't be behind screens that much. They eat very healthy. They have to go. They go outside all the time. That's what parents want to know. And that's what they like. But then if you really go into the child's, more older child's world, and that's how we did that, was having them keeping diaries and speaking to parents and speaking to teachers, speaking to the people who are working at the childcare, then you realize, I mean, then you also understand, okay, that child, if he's at school and his friends are saying, I'm going to play Fortnite, are you coming as well? And this child thinks, oh, I need to go to this, you know, childcare, kinderkrippe in the afternoon, and I'm not allowed to play Fortnite at all because I'm not supposed to do that. You know, they will tell their parents, I don't want to go there anymore. And then their parents will say, listen, it saves me a lot of money. And what you do is you're sitting in the afternoon behind that screen, so nothing will go wrong at home. So I'll give you that free card to just stay at home. But we think that's not the benefit for the child in the end. And we, you know, so we worked together with that organization to really change the whole perspective. But that's a big change, because that means that those lovely ladies working there, you know, they need to let go. So what we did is we built together, we built a whole new world of Lego, and to say, what do you think, you know, together with the children and these people working there, what do you think is the best world? And then these people working there at the childcare say, yeah, but I want to be in control. You know, I'm used to being in control. I'm used to take care of those children. So this is not for me. So all these processes, by using the customer journey, but also by co-creation and working with Lego and just have a lot of conversations and step in each other's world, we came up with a solution. You know, on the one hand side, different workers and different locations for these children, but also a whole new innovative proposition to nurse them or to help them from a distance. So that, I don't know if you, how you would find that, but that, you know, if you were working and your child would stay at home, and that there's someone who calls him or her and to say, okay, did you come home safely? Did you have your drink? What are your plans for this afternoon? And that maybe a few hours later, okay, did you walk the dog? And, you know, so from a distance, it's a whole new development. So that's what we do. It's really to bring those two, the customer and the organization, closer together by bringing them into their worlds. And that's what you do with your customer journeys.
I love it. Only thinking about the example that you shared. Okay, my son is 6 years old, staying alone at home. It's not yet a topic, but basically I think that's will be the future, because I see, and what as a family, what we face also during COVID was a lot of, let's say, screen time, not for playing, but to speak with the mother to the father-in-law, to my mother and so on, or also the connection to the cousins and so on. It means he's already aware and know how WhatsApp is working, how FaceTime is working, and having this opportunity to ask, to quickly ask a question or to get also confirmation, yes, what you're doing, it's good. I think this is a great opportunity to stay at home. And on the other side, what now I'm a bit struggling with is the complete organization of childcare outside of school time, because in my case, he's going there, he gets something to eat. If he like that, he can eat that. If he doesn't like that, he will eat bread. Mm-hmm. Full stop. There is no options. You eat or you eat bread. And then also all the stuff after the school, it means they need to organize themselves and play something. There is no structure at all. And therefore, I think working on these ideas, it's really great and bring also more value to the parents and bring more value to the children. And therefore, I really like and enjoy this example. I don't want to have too much airtime and continue my complaint management about this childcare, but I really love these opportunities and also thinking as these children, as the customer, it's bring you in a completely new point of view, because for a lot of people, for a lot of parents, sorry to be really direct, is parking lot. I need to park my son or my daughter there because I need to work, and I can understand that. That's clear. And therefore, I really, really, really like this example.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. So, but that's one thing, one tip I would give everyone. I mean, the children, it's hard to do in full interview, a customer journey interview with children, right? You could ask them to say, what do you want after school? But they don't know. They don't know what they don't
Pizza,
know.
Pizza, chocolate,
yeah,
and so on.
Exactly. They say that. But then, so you have to do your research in a different way. You just have to, we did that. We said, give them, let them make their own grocery shopping list. But first, talk to them about healthy food. And this is not your six-year-old, eh? It's the 8+. And what do you think then they then will put on the grocery list? And yes, obviously, in the first week, it was Coca-Cola and all that stuff. But then after one or two times trying that, they started to rationalize and talk to each other and put all the healthy stuff on the list. So yeah, so that's how you learn and how you have to observe, and that's how you make your journey map, by observing and trying things out instead of asking them, because you cannot ask them.
Yes, that's the usual topic and the usual example. If you would ask a child what he would like to eat, then it's always pizza with chocolate on top and with all this stuff and Coca-Cola, and therefore you cannot ask, what do you want? But you need also to explain them what is healthy, what is not healthy,
yeah,
and what it's relevant for the nutrition. What I would like to ask and to learn, I'm really curious, is you redesigned this journey. How was that impacting the organization culture based on your experience?
Yeah, completely. Because what do these children want is mainly also a more digital experience, and this childcare is very well known of their nature experience. So how do you combine that? And then you have your employees and also the whole strategy based on nature and health. So we really had to work also with the organization of how do you keep up with the needs of those children who want to be more digital? And obviously, you can actually go outside and have all these fun apps where you take a picture and then you know what kind of bird it is or whatever. And you also have to, you know, work with the organization to say, now listen, maybe it's also good for them just to watch a movie or to do a game. Yeah, it's part of their lives. So maybe you should change as well a little bit. So, and also over there, it's a lot about, you know, bringing the worlds together and then in co-creation, find common solutions and then try out. And then also, you know, in your experiments show that children do stay longer, or that children ask their friends to come and play, and those friends want to stay there as well. So this is how it impacts, but it takes time. I don't know how you need a long breath. I mean, for such a change, it takes like 2 to 3 years before you really see a difference. And I see that in many cases.
I think what you're saying is extremely relevant, not only in this case or in this redesign, but in general. If you change something, it takes time. And yes, on the short term, you can see some results, but what really counts is the long-term result. It means then how people in the company are living this change and what they are really doing. And you mentioned that, but I would like really to deep dive on this topic.
Mm-hmm.
How do you measure the success of this redesign, and how can you ensure that it's also aligned with the overall business goals? Because you mentioned at the beginning and they were missing 4 years of the children, and now it's word of mouth. I am really keen to hear more about it.
It's obviously that you always should start with a baseline measurement. To say, okay, how many children of 8+ do you have? What is how many leave every year? Do you do interviews when they leave to find out why they leave? But that's, I mean, in this type of environment, it's a very human environment, human-centric environment. They're not, most of the time, not so hard on metrics, but it's. You know, I think we started a little bit too late to ask for those metrics. So we had to do a quick baseline measurement. But then also on the experiments, we worked with learning cards. So that meant that we would say to one location, okay, you experiment with food, give the 8+ children more freedom to fill in their grocery list and write your assumptions up front, and also what you're gonna experiment on, and write your learnings in the end. And that's how we learned, and that's how we also then shared the learnings across the locations. And that's also how you develop your whole new policy.
Yes.
Yeah. So it really depends on what you want to improve, what you want to work on. Obviously, you could start, you can measure the well-known CSAT, customer satisfaction, or NPS. But I would really work with, or we mostly work with customer journeys, and to say, okay, what are your goals in those customer journeys? And let's put measurements on that. Yeah.
That's very interesting. And if you mention CSAT, it could be also children's satisfaction. Sorry for the joke.
Yeah. We've been working with them on a children's satisfactionary tool, which is also kind of a challenge, right? Because again, how do you cannot just ask them. You have to really go into conversation. But that's what we're working on with them as well.
This is on the measurement side. And I think you mentioned that you did the redesign. How did you empower the people there, working there, also to continue improving these journeys for the children and always being top of the game?
So how we work together with the organization?
Yes.
So in my perspective, we as customer experience professionals, or me as specific a service designer, We actually shouldn't be there. So we need to make sure that they can, in the end, when you leave, they can do it themselves. So I always facilitate by example. So the first journey map, if there's no experience in whatsoever in personas and your journey maps, then we will do that and facilitate that. But then there will be a second one in co-creation. And the third one, they have to be in the lead. So we will coach them. So I give a lot of training as well, because in my experience and in my opinion, you don't need to be a researcher to do a journey map. You just have to be very, you know, you have to be careful with your own assumptions, but you can start light and remain attentive and make sure that you know what you know and make sure what you don't know and find proof for that.
Thank you very much for sharing that. And perhaps with your experience, because you said, I shouldn't be there, but you did that several times. And therefore, I think you had also a lot of learnings. Which are so common pitfalls and perhaps also best practices that you can share with the audience?
Yeah, so what I already said is, well, journey mapping is a tool to better understand your customer. And I think it's a tool for everyone. So at the moment, we are currently training process owners for the government in the Netherlands, really to say, listen, if you are responsible for a process or a service, you should also be able to do a journey map light. So don't be afraid. Don't ask your customers, but ask the people around them. Ask for behavior. So don't ask. We have also been working a lot on electric driving. Obviously, you can ask, and charging, you can ask someone, a driver, electric driver, what do you want? And they would say a fast charger. But that's not the case, right? Because if someone is charging while working, it doesn't need to be fast. So ask the people around it who cater for those charge points and to say, what kind of behavior do you see? And write that down. And what kind of emotions do you see? When are they mad? When are they happy? And that's then, there's where you see their needs. So that's my, those are my tips.
Thank you. Thank you very much for those tips. I would have 200 additional questions, but taking care of your time and the time of your audience, we are coming to an end of this game. In the extra time, I still have 3 questions for you. The first one, in 10 years from now, we are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What are we discussing about?
We're talking about how many people you have been interviewing and how many followers you have. I think many. And I hope we're actually talking about, now we're trying to understand and create a environment for customers or end users. But I hope we can do that. We can map the community, the need of a whole ecosystem and community. That's what I hope we've been developing towards, so that we can redesign areas or ecosystems where everything lives together in balance.
I love that. And I think this will be key also in future, because you can do, in companies we say, end-to-end process mapping or process redesign, but the real customer journey start far before having the first contact with the company and ends far later than the contact with the company. The usual example that we always use is, if you travel on vacation, you have a lot of touch point with different companies. They are not interconnected, and therefore it's extremely difficult to create good overarching experience. And what you are saying, it's key. Going really end-to-end throughout the whole ecosystem.
Or even a system of a city or a village where people help each other, right? Where the one does the energy, the energy supply, and the other one does the food supply. And that would be nice if we could live or think not only in numbers of customers and profit, but could think of the well-being of the community.
That's even better. And if somebody would like to contact you, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It would be nice if they would connect on the innovation LinkedIn side, because there we also share the work that we are able to share. For example, our customer journey on public charging we shared. So feel free to connect on the LinkedIn from Innovation or my personal one.
Thank you. And to the audience, you will, as usual, find all the links in the show notes. And now we are coming to Barbara's golden nugget. It's something that we discussed or something new to leap to the audience.
Yeah, golden nugget. Oh my gosh. Just be curious all the time. That's the right attitude, in my opinion. Just so be curious and don't take anything for granted. Just use your eyes and your ears. And I hope you enjoy your life and your customers and understand, get a bit more of understanding of their habits and needs and get joy out of that.
The only thing that I can say is thank you very much, Barbara, for your time and for this great discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
And to the audience, as usual, thank you very much for being part of this discussion. You are the why we are doing that. We are having this discussion. We want to share with you learnings and stories that you can use and leverage and learn from them. We love also feedback, and therefore feel free to contact me or to contact Barbara for any feedback or any question. Thank you very much and have a nice evening, day. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth, subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business, we are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you!